A New Way of Living by Martin Wade. With Ray Brooks as Des, Alison Steadman as Amelia, Colin Starkey as Robert, and Jennifer Piercy as Jane.
There's a place for us.
Oh, it fits! It fits!
And she told him it couldn't be done.
There's a place for us. Now, what's next? Line up section C and D, keeping both inside faces flush.
Telephone!
Peace and quiet and open air.
Amelia!
I'm washing my hair. Trying to.
It's the phone. Would you very much mind?
Yes.
The thing is, I can't go because I'm at a critical phase with the shed, and...
Well, let it ring then, I suppose. Blessed relief. Well, that's that.
Peace and quiet and open air. Wait for us. Somewhere.
Yes?
Hello?
Yes?
Robert here.
Robert?
As in Robert and Jane Gawley.
Oh, Robert!
Yes, Robert here. Request.
Sorry?
When can we see you?
Oh, you're inviting us over. How kind.
No.
No?
We'd rather like to come over to you.
Ah.
Thursday.
So soon?
For 4 weeks.
They're moving house.
Oh, really?
Going to be near the park. Laburnum Drive.
Oh, yes.
Jane's ecstatic, Robert says. They've had a cash offer for the place they're in, but they have to move out immediately. It's part of the deal. But, of course, the house thereafter won't be theirs for another 4 weeks.
Right. They're coming here on Thursday, then?
Unless you can think of something pretty fast. I said I'd check with you and ring them back if there was a problem I hadn't foreseen.
Fair enough.
You can't think of one, can you?
Sorry?
A problem.
No, not off the top of my head. They're a nice enough couple, aren't they? You and Jane are friends from way back. She caught your bouquet at the wedding, if I remember right. Met Robert the following day. Yes, nice couple.
I don't know why you're bothering with a shed.
Sorry?
The shed. There's nothing to put in it except a trowel and a bucket. By the way, you've got it crooked.
Crooked? No, I don't think so. Well, a fraction. Doesn't matter.
If I'd been you, Des, I'd have screwed it to the flooring first.
But...
The only reason the thing's standing is because you're putting your weight against it.
No. And anyhow, once I've got past this stage...
You never will.
I would if you helped me. Just for 2 minutes.
I am helping you. I'm telling you, you've been doing it all wrong.
I haven't, Amelia, honestly. Hang on. I'll show you the instructions.
Des.
Where did I leave them?
Des.
Here they are.
Quick! It's going, Des!
Ah!
I told you you'd got it wrong. Come on, Des. For once in your life, you make the decision.
Okay. They can come.
I'd much rather not have them, really.
Well, in that case, I'll ring them up and tell them we've got a problem. No problem.
Oh, God. Don't you sometimes wish that you could make a fresh start? Say goodbye to all this rubbish. Be a new person. If only we could wipe the slate clean. Go our separate ways. Do it all differently. New job, new friends.
Well, yes and no, really.
Oh, God.
I don't know. We get by.
Get by? We damn well ought to get by. We've had enough practice at it. If only after the first few months I told people it had been an awful mistake. That I'd suddenly discovered you were malformed or malodorous or something. But I've invested so much effort into saying how happy and contented we are. Can't change the story now. It'd be such a waste and I'd look so stupid. Why do I do that? Why do I insist on persuading everyone that it's all sunshine and roses?
Everyone except me, that is. So are we having the Gawleys or not?
We'll need to do the house from top to bottom, the bits they'll see anyway. And, of course, you'll have to come out of the spare room.
Yes, I suppose I will. Where will I go, though?
In the bedroom with me. Where do you think?
Oh, right. Just like old times.
Jasper better have a bath. The light needs replacing in the hall. And I want us to show them that we're, well, friendly, at least.
I'm sure we will. They're a nice couple.
Oh, no, Des. Not friendly to them. To each other. Coffee?
Please.
Ace.
Amelia and I want you to feel entirely at home.
We do already.
We're so terribly, terribly grateful to you.
There's no need. Wonderful to have you with us. Pass the mints, darling. Des, darling.
Ah, yes. Sorry. Darling.
Oh, thank you, Desmond. Nevertheless,
thank you.
We do want you to understand that we are absolutely determined to do our fair share as regards the household chores.
Mucking in, all hands to the pump.
Shopping, cooking, cleaning.
Well, thank you very much.
You'll find Robert and I will be insistent on it.
Shopping, cooking, cleaning.
Right.
We'd feel really, really awful otherwise.
Well, I reckon it's all going...
Not so loud.
Quite smoothly. I'm doing all right, aren't I? I reckon we must have seemed, well, a nice couple.
Yes. Try and be a bit clever about it, though, can you? I mean, we don't have to hold hands during the washing up, for instance. Are you coming to bed?
In a moment. Just sorting through my stuff from the spare room. Here it is. Death is a bad smell.
You're not reading for very long, I hope.
5 minutes.
Hmm.
Two, then. Oh. Now, this takes me back a bit. Sharing the conjugal couch... Curious book, actually. It starts off with this diplomat who finds a frozen fish in his briefcase.
Yes.
It was a haddock, as I recall.
No.
Oh, you've read it?
Please, I'm very tired.
Halibut. That's it. It's a kind of message from the Icelandic embassy, I think.
Des, for God's sake.
Lights out.
If you don't mind. Foot.
I beg your pardon?
Your foot. It's too far over.
Sorry. Amelia? Amelia?
Yes, Des, I know. Quite natural for many couples.
Oh, absolutely. Are they very loud? Or is the partition a little thin?
Radio on, please, Des. Quickly. I can do without all that.
Oh, a shed.
That's right. Well, it will be. Once I start on it, I've merely laid out the sections to develop a feel for the whole enterprise. Looks easy enough, though.
Yes. A doddle.
No, crossbreed, actually. Oh, a doddle. The shed, yes. No problem. Oh, you naughty boy, Jasper.
What's it got?
A slight skin ailment.
No, in its mouth.
A plastic plant pot. Naughty boy.
I'm very grateful to you, to both of you. You're warm, generous, and at such short notice. There's only one thing.
Yes?
Well, great presence, interesting features, furry and all that. Well, fairly furry. What's it got now?
Now that's, Oh, watch out! That's what's left of the bird table.
Yes, well, anyway, superficially, reasonably cuddly and agreeable, etc. But Jane, you see, she has a fear of dogs. Morbid.
Oh, dear. Actually, Jasper suffers that way, too. Hides behind bushes when he's in the park.
So, if you could...
Mm-hmm.
Keep it under tight control when Jane is around.
Oh, no problem. He's very well behaved, really. Here, Jasper. Sit, Jasper. Good boy. You see?
But he didn't.
Sit? No, he stood in a kind of reflective fashion. That's what he does when you say sit. He's not intelligent, but he's obedient in his way. Good boy, Jasper. Off you go. You've no need to worry.
Hello.
He's got a heart of gold.
Your garden's gorgeous, Desmond.
Thank you.
Janie.
What do you think, Robbie? Is ours... Well, the one at Laburnum Drive, I mean. It probably is. A bit bigger. Yes. Oh, this is a shed.
Potentially.
Janie.
Robert can help you with that, can't you, Robert?
Oh, really?
Of course. The Gawleys muck in, remember?
It's not that I couldn't do it on my own. A doddle. But, well, thanks. Talking of mucking in, I've been meaning to ask you, what would you think about a rota?
A what?
I know it sounds a bit kind of organized and formal and all that, but it would help to keep a tight ship. Give us an idea who's doing what.
No.
Janie, love.
We did think about this one, Robert and I, and we came to the conclusion that timetables and rosters and so on were rather against the spirit of communal living. But whatever you prefer, Desmond, after all, it's your house.
Yes, true.
Dog.
What, dearest?
D.O.G. thought out to warn you.
D.O.
You'll get him excited.
Darling. There! Marby! Fear of dog!
Yes, Jenny, look, I did inform Desmond.
Quiet, boy!
Look, can't you put it into its reflective condition?
Sorry, too late for that.
But it's picking on Jane deliberately.
Of course he is. Jane's making so much noise. Pure high spirits, though. Jasper, I mean. All he's doing is barking. Heart of gold.
Desmond, the creature's terrifying her to death. Be brave, Jane, be brave. Look it straight in the eye and tell it very firmly to go home.
You see? They're at it while they're getting washed, too.
Interesting.
Bloody inconvenient. I'll be late for work. So what are you going to do?
I'd better knock, yes?
Go on, then.
Come in!
What?
Come in!
Okay, if you insist. You better wait here, Amelia. This might not be for the squeamish. Oh! It's just you!
Calisthenics! Canadian Air Force routine. 9, 10.
I simply wanted to say that my wife's very keen to put in an appearance here. For ablutions, that is, rather than the exercises.
1/4 hour. That's all I'll be. 17, 18. Care to join in?
Aha. The diplomat isn't a diplomat after all. That explains everything.
Lights out.
Everything except the halibut. Lights out.
Yes, please.
They're a nice couple. Admittedly, he's a bit... Well, she is too. But they're quite nice.
Finished?
Hmm?
Good. I'd like your cooperation, if you don't mind.
Oh, yes.
There's to be no sniggering, no silly jokes, no excuses. All right?
Hmm?
What I want you to do, Des, is to...
Yes?
To imagine, you know, that you're being... Sexually aroused.
Sexually aroused?
Hmm.
Yes, I think I'm with you. Heart beating faster, blood surging, temperature and things rising.
That's it? Sure you can do it, Des, if you put your mind to it. But I want lots of noise. Understand?
Hang on, Amelia. You don't want me to actually...
No, I don't. Not at all. We're faking it.
Oh, I see. This is for the Gawley's benefit. All part of our corporate image.
You've got it. Right? Are we ready?
I'm sorry, Amelia. I can't help you. I'm prepared to do all sorts of things for the sake of our marriage, but this, it's humiliating.
Some women do it week in, week out. Come on.
No.
Des.
Oh, God.
On the count of 3. 1, 2, 3.
What about bed noises?
Oh, now that's a good idea.
Things hotting up already, are they? Great. You never got that excited. Actually, Amelia, I think I've peaked. You go ahead, and I'll catch you up later.
I really am terribly, terribly grateful, Desmond.
My pleasure. The Sierra's having problems, is it?
No, no. First service. Okay. Now, you go straight ahead for a few miles. Straight ahead to pick up Robbie.
Oh, I see. Fine. He doesn't work in town, then?
No, no. By the way, he rang me this morning with some rather bad news.
Yes?
The completion date's been set back. 2 weeks.
Ah, yes. That is bad news.
I could have cried. On the other hand, when one thinks of all the people all over the world who've got nowhere to live at all.
Quite.
Straight on at the roundabout. I think it's working out jolly, jolly well, don't you? The four of us.
Oh, yes, jolly well. We're going on to the motorway?
That's right. Just for a few miles.
Well, they should be through by now. Yes. Lovely. Lights out.
Yes, please.
We are still getting on okay, aren't we? Us and them. I have to admit, I hadn't bargained on driving halfway to the Midlands to pick up Robert. And for all their chat about mucking in, well, Jane purchased a biodegradable toilet cleaner, Robert made a flan, though most of it had to go to Jasper, and even he looked at it twice. But apart from that...
Don't go on, Des.
Which is another thing, of course, this business of ensuring that Jasper doesn't come into eye contact with Jane. Poor soul, he's beginning to feel like an outcast. Still, having said that, they're a nice enough couple, really. On the other hand...
Des!
They are going to be here for an extra 2 weeks. And if they're so opposed to rigid timetables, why do they copulate so religiously every other night? We had a bit of fun once. Not just in bed. Remember the ring cycle at the Colosseum? Well, no. Nor do I now. Very little of it, anyway. Da-dum, da-da-da, dum. Da-dum, da-da-da, dum. Da-dum, da-da-da, dum. But it was fun. A bit. Da-dum, da-da-da, dum. Da-dum, da-da-da, dum. Da-dum, da-da-da. Amelia.
I don't believe it. I do not bloody well believe it. Radio on, radio on. This is ridiculous.
It's gratuitous, at least. We didn't ask for an encore.
Quite unnecessary, excessively indulgent and damned inconsiderate.
They like each other, I suppose.
It's a bloody good job they do, because they make damn sure nobody else does. Absolutely typical, of course. Entirely in keeping with their general attitude ever since they arrived here.
Well, this is interesting, because I thought...
Selfish? Egotistical?
I assumed, you see, particularly as she's your friend from way back. You know, throwing her the bouquet and all that.
No, Des, I did not throw it to her. I threw it to my cousin Kathy, and Jane grabbed it off her.
Good grief.
We'll have to speak to them.
What, now?
Tomorrow, after the meal. Tell them to shape up or ship out.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not having you leaving it all to me, either. It's to be a concerted, united effort.
A classic.
Ah.
Are you keen on jazz, Amelia?
No, frankly.
Desmond?
Well.
I like it when I can spot the tune.
Side two?
No.
Ah.
I thought we might talk.
Lovely. Your stew was awfully, awfully delicious, Amelia.
Thank you.
Robert does a stew.
Irish.
Which is extraordinarily difficult to beat. But yours was jolly, jolly tasty.
Thank you. It's about us.
That's right.
Come again?
The four of us, living together.
That's what we'd like to talk about. Amelia?
We feel, you see, we feel at the moment that it's...
Desmond?
Yes, Robert?
Jasper.
Oh, no, where?
Behind the sofa.
Desmond, please, get it out.
But the poor animal's asleep.
It's lurking.
With intent.
Wake up, Jasper. Out you go, old chap. Sorry. Now, is this communal thing, really? Or not, as the case may be. Amelia.
We wondered, you see...
That's right.
...whether it was working, basically.
That's right. Or whether, perhaps, it wasn't. One could argue, you see, that whereas Amelia and I are performing the various household tasks with some gusto, you two...
Yes?
Well, it's just a question of the distribution of labour, I suppose. What's fair and what isn't. At the moment, it's not. Not for us. Is it, Amelia? Darling? And not only that, but there are one or two other areas. Last night, for instance, talking of performance with gusto. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that kind of... Well, it's both immoderate and inconsiderate. No?
I'm not with you at all, I'm afraid.
Well.
Well.
I thought it was all going splendidly.
Likewise.
Oh.
Ah. Oh.
Shall I put on side two?
Blasted bloody pair. No bloody manners. No bloody sensitivity. Bloody hell, they trampled all over us.
True. There was a time once before the Gawleys when the world was a quiet and simple place. Just you and me. Not a golden age, I admit. But looking back, oh, I long for those days.
Oh. Oh.
Nearly finished now. The book. The halibut turned out to be a complete red herring, of course. Who is it tonight? Us or them?
Them. Yes. Yes! Des, listen! I've got a plan!
We haven't much time.
No.
I've been through the idea with Jasper. He thinks it's a wheeze. Don't you, boy?
Ready?
Hang on. I'll just point him in the right direction. Okay?
Right.
In you go, Jasper. I do your worst. I see it. It's a new form of family planning.
Yes, we'll catch on.
He's reached the bed, I think. Leap either.
What the hell?
What's happening? What is that?
What now, Robert?
My God. Be brave, Jenny.
Here we are, Jasper. Home sweet home.
There in there, Des. Polluting it.
I know. Still, only four more days. Ooh, 4 days.
Don't suppose it's occurred to either of them to start getting a meal ready in our absence.
Out of the question. They've been busy thinking about the wallpaper in the new house.
You know they've put a Yale lock on the spare room door.
They haven't.
They have. It's Jasper-proof now.
What a slimy trick. Oh, well, come on.
I can't go in. It's too horrible. Let's walk round the block again.
But Amelia, that'll make it 5 times. Jasper will collapse.
Hello.
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 Jasper.
Jasper?
How'd you go, Jasper?
We were beginning to get quite worried about you.
Worried?
Muggings, vicious attacks.
That's one reason why we were so keen on Laburnum Drive.
Very few muggings, vicious attacks. Neighbourhood watch.
Really?
What about the evening meal?
Lovely idea. Robbie was going to make one of his special spaghetti sauces. But you don't have enough garlic.
Oh.
Ah.
By the way, about the house, the new house.
Laburnum Drive.
Yes.
There's been another delay.
3 weeks.
Oh no.
As you can imagine, we were extremely distressed when we first heard, but...
Chins up, we said to each other, nil desperandum.
Absolutely.
Nice meal.
Thank you, Des. Thank you for helping.
No problem. Look, I can finish the dishes. Why don't you trot off to the living room and put your feet up?
What? Go in there? You must be joking. Oh, 3 more weeks.
It's an eternity.
I don't think I can take it.
Oh, well, chin up. Kneel desperately. Amelia. Amelia. Oh, come on, then. Have a little cuddle.
3 weeks with those bastards.
I know, I know.
They're ruining my life, Des. It's not fair.
No, you're right. It's not. It isn't fair at all. Excuse me. Excuse me, I'm going to... Come in, Amelia.
Whatever's the matter?
Amelia and I want a word with you. Don't we, Amelia?
Yes.
It's about your staying on with us. You're not.
Well...
The truth is, isn't it, Amelia, that basically you're no longer... We've had enough, basically. Amelia's been reduced to a gibbering wreck, haven't you, Amelia? And if you want to know, you've been getting on my nerves a bit too.
Well...
What's wrong, exactly?
What's wrong? Exactly? Let's see. You don't shop, you don't cook, you don't clean. You play appalling jazz records, you do calisthenics in the bathroom... Talk interminably about your stupid house in Laburnum Drive and go into hysterics at the sight of a harmless mongrel. That's what's wrong.
I see.
Well, sex.
Sorry? Oh, yes. And You have incredibly noisy, monotonously regular sexual couplings.
So do you.
Now, that's not true. Oh, you heard us. Oh, be that as it may, your conduct overall has been completely unacceptable. In fact, when it comes right down to it, you've behaved like a pair of bone-idle, bone-headed, self-centered parasites, and we're not putting up with it. So basically, it's marching orders. Isn't it, Amelia?
Oh, 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 come on, Amelia. They'll think you're missing out. Oh, ah, what's the matter? Headache? Would you prefer that we skip it tonight? I mean, we could. Don't want to get into a rut. You know, I've decided it's harder work than the real thing. Mm. From what I can remember of the real thing. Lights out.
Yes, please.
Thinking about it, I can see their point of view, in a way.
I can't.
Well, as Jane said, it would be extremely, extremely inconvenient for them having to go somewhere else now and then move again when the new house was finally theirs.
That's assuming it ever is.
Oh, don't. That's my nightmare. The deal falls through and the Gawleys decide to live with us forever. I have to admit, though, I don't regret what I said to them, except that it didn't have any effect.
I thought you were terrific.
Oh, really?
Very impressed.
Well, that's nice. I wish the Gawleys had been. So, what now?
We could call the police, I suppose.
Or the Samaritans.
We could move house.
Now, there's a thought. And offer this one to the Gawleys if Laburnum Drive falls through. They'll never take it, though, would they? Not good enough for them.
I like it here.
Me too. Well, I did, before they came. So until they go again, we'll just have to grin and bear it.
Stick together.
That's right. You're over my side a bit, actually. We don't have to give a performance tonight, do we?
No, Des. We don't have to.
Doesn't matter that much anymore, really. Ooh.
Matters to me.
Oh. You mean we could, You mean the real McCoy?
Why not?
Why not, indeed? I'm game. Have you heard the one about the sex therapist addressing a conference?
Shh.
Oh.
Mm. You know, I'm actually rather fond of you.
You needn't sound so surprised.
Relax. Relax.
All right. I'm relaxed.
I'm not.
What's wrong?
Them.
What about them?
Oh, I don't like the thought of them hearing us.
Oh, don't be daft. They've been hearing us every other night.
Yes, but... Oh, I'm sorry, Des. I just can't. It's ridiculous, but... I'm sorry.
That's okay. Another time, perhaps.
Do you think, Des, we could go to the theatre or somewhere tomorrow?
Why not? If it isn't too crowded in the upper circle, we might be able to achieve ecstasy there.
Yes. I've got to get out of the house, Des. Get away from the Gawleys. Even if it's just for the evening.
You're on. What shall we see? Huh? A bedroom farce. Well, what do you think?
It's...
Pretty dire.
Yes. I'm enjoying every minute of it. Cheers.
Cheers.
Not the play, but being on our own. Well, away from the Gawleys anyway. It's wonderful. Absolute bliss.
Yes, we ought to do it more often. Regular dates.
Mm.
We might get to have some fun together. I remember when we were first married, it was twice a week, sometimes three.
Going out, you mean?
Yes, and the other. Those were the days. Nights. I quite like the chap in the hat who keeps on saying, you're off your trolley. But apart from him, it's an allegory, I suppose.
Idiot. Oh, give us a kiss.
We're here. Oh, all right. Oh, oh, oh.
Mm. Oh, I quite fancy you.
Oh, me too. You, that is. It's a pity we can't, tonight.
Yes.
Why don't we go to the shed?
What shed?
My shed. When it's built.
Yes. Oh, yes. I rather like the idea of that. How long do you think it'll take?
Oh, 10 minutes, quarter of an hour. Much longer than the Gawleys.
No, Des. To put up the shed.
Oh, well, the little pipe-smoking gentleman who's featured in the explanatory diagram says it didn't take him 2 hours. But I don't trust him. I bet it's 6 hours at least.
You won't get it up tonight, then?
Good grief, no. I had enough problems with it in the daylight.
We'll make a start early tomorrow evening, then, both of us.
Here we go, Amelia. The window section.
We'll find a way of forgiving. We'll find a new way of living.
It's the other way round.
What? Don't be silly. You have to stand on your head to see out.
No, Des.
What?
We'll find a new way of living. We'll find a way of forgiving.
All right, if you insist. Oh, heavens. The Gawleys are coming.
Oh, it's looking really, really splendid, Desmond.
Very fine. Not to say ace.
Thank you. What's next, Amelia?
Right. Stage 5, line up wall sections onto the floor units.
There's a kind of shed at Laburnum Drive. Well, not so much a shed.
More a gazebo.
Hexagonal with little flower boxes on each side. But yours is going to be lovely.
Thank you.
We're going there today.
What? Laburnum Drive?
Today?
Yes. We need to take a few measurements. Curtains, carpets.
Oh, I see.
Don't bother about us for the evening meal. We've had a bite already. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Know what I'm going to do? I'm going to lay in a few bottles of champers. And when they finally move out for good...
Oh, man.
We'll have a party. You, me and Jasper.
Does champagne improve with age?
Now, Amelia, that's defeatist talk. Just think. At the present rate of progress, we'll have this shed finished by Friday night.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, I love the smell of it already. Musty and kind of intimate. We'll be just like Lady Chatterley and what's his name in his cozy little hut. Oh, great.
Whatever happened to those two?
How do you mean?
In the end, how did it all turn out?
No idea. We only read the rude bits at school. We'll bring the duvet in.
Ooh.
And a few cushions. The oil lamp and the thermos.
Oh, Des.
Des, it'll be perfect.
Oh. Morning.
Morning.
Bathroom's all yours.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, we're leaving.
As you wish. What was that you said?
Oh, by the way...
You're leaving?
Correct.
When?
Friday. Completion date suddenly brought forward. Pleased as punch.
Bye.
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 Bye, Robert.
We're terribly, terribly grateful to you.
Not at all.
Oh, you know.
Pleasure.
It's been rather, rather good fun, hasn't it?
Mucking in, all hands to the pump.
You must come round and see us in our new abode.
Yes, we must.
Heard so much about it. Well... Bye.
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 Bye, Robert.
Thought they'd never go.
Yes, over 2 months. It's been a long time.
Bye.
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 Bye, Robert. There's nothing they've left behind.
Nothing.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm sure they won't be coming back in half an hour.
Well, if they do, they won't be allowed in. Bye. That's it. We've said goodbye.
We certainly have. They've gone!
They've gone!
They've gone, Amelia. Finish the bottle. Good girl. One last toast, perhaps.
Well, we've drunk to us. Mm. We've drunk to me. Mm. To you.
Right then. It has to be...
Absent Gawleys.
And long may they remain so.
Mm. What's the time?
Oh, 11 o'clock.
It's not.
Give us a kiss.
If you insist. Oh, I still can't get used to the idea. Just you and me. Me and you.
Amazing, isn't it? I really am, well, extremely fond of you.
You're very sweet. Oh, excuse me.
It's the excitement, you know, disposing of the Gawleys.
Disposing of the bubbly.
I've enjoyed it, though. The party. Are you thinking of...
Sorry?
Bed.
Well...
I'm very fond of you.
That's nice.
Talking of bed,
I take it we're not. I mean, it would be absurd, wouldn't it? Using the shed. I only mentioned the shed because, well, tonight was going to be the night. Duvet and cushions.
Yes.
But obviously, since the Gawleys aren't here anymore, the concept of the shed as a love nest has become a bit redundant.
Mm.
We can, in the bedroom, can't we? And feel completely uninhibited. Completely. Can't we? If we want to. You may not, of course. Which I perfectly understand.
Oh, don't go on, Des.
Well, I'm merely exploring the various avenues so there's no confusion. Aware of how taken you were with the, you know, ambience of the shed, I just wondered whether... There's no roof felt on it yet, it's true. But that's only a problem if it rains. And the weather forecast quite auspicious in point of fact. On the other hand...
Des.
You see, you might prefer that I make a return to the status quo, i.e. the spare room.
Oh, God.
Don't get me wrong. Personally, I'd be happy to stay put with you. Very happy. Perhaps you'd like it if I was in the spare room most of the time, but made special appearances in the bedroom when tonight was the night.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm easy, really.
Oh, fantastic.
No, what I mean is, whatever you want, I'll go along with.
Yes, that's what I thought you meant.
So, what's happening then?
Not a lot. I think, actually, that the magic moment may have passed.
Oh, yes, probably. You and me. Still experiencing the first thrill of delirious joy caused by the Gawleys' departure. The added effect of a glass or two of champagne. Curtains closed. We're lying here, sprawled out in the half-light. I bend over you.
Yes, that would have been great. Spontaneous, unpremeditated, unexpected. No long preambles. Yes.
Mm. I can picture it now. Oh, damn. Oh, well. Time for bed, I suppose. See you in the morning.
Belt up, Jasper!
There's a place for us, a time and place for us.
Wrong number.
Uh-huh.
It's funny. There I was washing my hair. There you were working on the shed. I was sure it was going to be deja vu. Robert again, inviting the two of them over.
Almost disappointing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Strange, that. Sheer hell while they were here.
It certainly was.
But now that it's all over...
The invasion of the Gawleys doesn't seem that bad, really. They sort of...
drove us together.
That's right. Us against them, strength and adversity. What do you think of it with the roof felt on?
Very nice.
Only a few more tacks to put in.
Yep. Well, I must be...
In a way, you know, it would be rather fine if we could somehow recreate the heyday of the Gawleys. When they were here, it seems to me, we kind of got on together, didn't we?
You mean, you weren't as flabby and feeble as usual?
Well, okay. And you weren't always putting me down. We were a team. We even went out together. And we very nearly had sex.
Yes. Very nearly. Well...
Hang on a minute, listen. I've got an idea. I don't know what you'd make of it, but...
Try me.
All right. Why don't we rent out the spare room?
Rent it out? Who on earth too?
But a couple, perhaps. A couple with a touch of the Gawleys. People who go bump every other night. People who give us that us-against-them feeling. As well as a bit of cash, of course.
It's a crazy idea.
Yes, I thought you'd say that.
I like it, though.
You do?
I like it a lot.
It'd be deja vu, you see. Except that this time, we'd have the shed ready for special occasions. Like Lady C and Thingy.
It's great! Oh, bloody marvellous! We'll put an ad in the Echo.
To let one room.
With a Yale lock.
Ah, ideal for noisy, habitual sex partners who are terrified of dogs, interested in jazz, and of an inconsiderate, humourless disposition. Unrestricted use of gymnasium. How's that?
Roughly on the right lines. I'll go in and get something drafted. See you soon.
Yes. See you soon. Darling...
There's a place for us, a time and place for us. Hold my hand and we're halfway there. Hold my hand and I'll take you there. Of forgiving somewhere.
A New Way of Living was written by Martin Wade. Des was played by Ray Brooks, Amelia by Alison Steadman, Robert by Colin Starkey, and Jane by Jennifer Piercy. The play was directed by Cherry Cookson.